It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulk. Four things to know today. A record low in ransomware payment rates with $1.1 billion paid last quarter, or anywhere. Over half of IT decision makers struggle with email authentication tools per EasyDMARC. A new scam alert, cyber criminals using fake podcast invitations to harvest credentials, and ConnectWise and Microsoft enhance cybersecurity with new Defender for Business integrations. This is the Business of Tech. Skykick would like to invite you to an upcoming webinar, Prepping from Microsoft 365 Copilot, The Path to AI Ready. How do you maximize Copilot services revenue? With Copilot from Microsoft 365 now available, a critical question for many MSPs is, how can I prepare my customers for AI readiness? Join this webinar to learn not just about acquiring the license, but also how to use automation to conduct assessments effectively and build a strong foundation for the future. You'll gain insights into strategies that ensure your customers are prepared for the next wave of innovation by building a robust foundation in M365 adoption, security standards, and data risk resilience. Speakers include a senior sales engineer who'll get technical inside the Skykick platform. In the Americas, the 1st of May at 11 a.m. PDT, EMEA, the 1st of May, 11 a.m. CEST, and Australia, New Zealand, the 2nd May, 11 a.m. AEST. Visit skykick.com/MSPradio to sign up now. The U.S. Department of State is imposing visa restrictions on 13 individuals involved in the development and sale of commercial spyware, targeting journalists, academics, human rights defenders, and U.S. government personnel. The move aims to counter the misuse and proliferation of spyware used by authoritarian governments. The names of those subjected to visa restrictions were not disclosed. This comes after the U.S. government enacted a new policy to enforce visa restraints on practices that threaten privacy and freedom of expression. According to cybersecurity firm Coveware, the first quarter of 2024 saw a record low of 28% companies paying ransomware demands, indicating an increasing refusal to pay. While the payment rate has decreased, the total amount paid to ransomware actors has reached $1.1 billion. Indicating that ransomware gangs are targeting more organizations and demanding higher amounts. The average ransom payment in Q1 2024 has dropped by 32% to $381,980, with the median ransomware payment increasing by 25% to $250,000. Law enforcement operations, such as the FBI's disruption of LockBit, have paid a significant impact on ransomware operations, leading to payment disputes and exit scams. Affiliates are also quitting cybercrime due to increased risks and reduced income opportunities. Distributed denial-of-service attacks are on the rise, new threats emerging. Cloudflare reported a significant increase in HTTP DDoS attacks and a rise in in-network layer DDoS attacks. Mirai variant botnets continue to be a common source of attacks, and DNS-based DDoS attacks have become the most common attack vector. Emerging threats include Jenkins flood and HTTP/2 continuation flood. Law firms and legal services are the most attacked industry, followed by the biotechnology industry. And according to a report from Imperva, nearly half of global web traffic is made up of internet bots, with a significant portion of this activity being malicious. The report highlights the rise of bad bot traffic, the impact of the Plaza Accord on Japan's economy, and the changing landscape of Japan's economic policies. The study also reveals that bad bots affect every industry, with gaming, telecom and ISPs, and computing and IT being the most affected. The report emphasizes the need for organizations to proactively address the threat of bad bots and API-related abuses. Why do we care? The first two stories are about real results. Refusal to pay is good news. Although the increase in median ransom payments and the total amount paid to actors suggests that while fewer are paying, those targeted are facing larger demands, likely reflecting a strategic shift by criminals to focus on more lucrative, high-value targets. And automated threats are an increasing concern. Fair warning for the future. Easy DMARC's research reveals that over half of IT decision makers lack the expertise and resources to implement email authentication tools like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. Google and Yahoo's upcoming changes to email services presents an opportunity for managed services providers to offer outsourced DMARC implementation. The research findings highlights the challenges faced by IT decision makers and the need for MSPs to become vital security partners in navigating compliance and introducing additional services. And speaking of expertise, a study from the University of Pennsylvania found that 96% of U.S. hospitals share sensitive visitor data with Google, Meta, and data brokers. Many hospitals do not have clear privacy policies, and even when they do, they often fail to inform visitors about transferring their data to third parties. This lack of transparency and regulation allows for the potential misuse and sale of personal data. The article highlights the need for stricter requirements and consequences for companies mishandling consumer data. Why do we care? Email authentication implementation is a key project to note with the changes to email delivery, although we remain skeptical this is a massive ongoing monitoring challenge. The lack of transparency on data is infuriating. So tell me why hospitals are giving Meta sensitive visitor information. I single them out as the most obvious to ask why. Moreover, there should be stringent requirements in place for the disclosure and consent processes regarding data sharing, particularly with third parties. And ultimately, why data privacy laws have to exist if we as a society believe in protecting privacy. Businesses on their own clearly won't do it. Here's a new scam for you. Fake podcast invite scams are on the rise, with scammers targeting potential podcast guests to steal their online credentials. Scammers pose as podcast hosts, invite guests for a tech check, and then use the setup process to obtain login information. This new ploy preys on people's vanity and thirst for exposure and has become increasingly common. And a continuation of one we've talked about, a wave of social engineering attacks targeting open source software projects is causing concern in the coding community. The Open Source Security Foundation and the OpenJS Foundation have issued an alert about the attacks targeting widely used Linux and JavaScript projects. The attacks have raised questions about trust within the open source community and the need for better communication and reporting mechanisms. Why do we care? The podcast scam hits close to home, obviously, but as someone who also gets pitches from MSPs, I wanted to share this. ConnectWise and Microsoft are expanding cybersecurity protection for small businesses through new integrations with Microsoft Defender for Business into ConnectWise PSA and ConnectWise RMM. These integrations automate threat response, achieve unified management, and establish proactive defense measures, allowing MSPs to streamline operations and deliver enhanced cybersecurity services. The collaboration aims to equip partners with the tools needed for exceptional cybersecurity services and protect SMBs more efficiently and effectively. Mulberry and Acronis have partnered to offer embedded cyber insurance to small and mid-sized businesses in the U.S. Through the partnership, Acronis customers can opt in from Mulberry's cyber insurance directly through the Acronis platform, providing additional protection to Acronis' existing cybersecurity and data protection services. The aim is to improve the low percentage of SMBs purchasing cyber insurance by offering a unique standalone policy with affordable premiums and policy limits approved by state insurance authorities. CompTIA announced that 8 of its certifications have been approved for the U.S. Department of Defense's Cyber Workforce Qualification and Management Program. This program aims to create a more diverse and qualified cyber workforce in IT, cybersecurity, and cyber intelligence areas. The certifications provide clear, standards-based training options for military personnel, civilian staff, and government contractors. Why do we care? These are very tactical updates, so I'm making you aware of them. Today's episode is supported by Huntress. You want to focus on your clients and are always looking for ways to get more time. Use Huntress's fully managed cybersecurity platform to fight off cyber threats. Huntress is more than cybersecurity software for endpoints and identities. It's a 24/7 security operations center. It's security awareness training, community engagement, and dedicated partner support with an average CSAT score of 99.3%. Technology can only get you so far. Human expertise is what's needed to truly elevate and protect small businesses, and you get that with Huntress. Secure your clients and help them thrive with the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Visit Huntress.com/MSP Radio to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Because what's not to love? Pork sausage and pastry. Have a question you want answered? I take those listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@MSPradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on the Wednesday Live Show on YouTube and LinkedIn. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.